This is Morgan with Not So Far Behind Podcast, second episode, so we're getting into it. So for today's verse that I actually have it tattooed on my leg, funny enough, that's a story to tell. So it is John 15:5. I really love it. It says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." And so I think just John 15 in general is really good. I love the whole thing, but I'm like, okay, well, I have to pick some, right? verse. And so I would definitely say if you can, read just John 15, because I feel like the whole thing just makes more sense if you read the whole thing. And so I also like to look back at John 15:2, which I will totally read. It says, "He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful." And so at least what I've got out of 15:5, it's just, I got a tattooed on me, so hopefully it means something, right? But at least 15:2 as well, like just hand in hand. I mean, just 15 in general. But I think it's just like God is gonna prune you, and like if you've ever actually seen people like cut the branches off trees. My family doesn't do that. We love our trees, but we don't do much taking care of them. But I've seen it, and they're gonna leave, like, I don't want to say scars, but like it pretty much is a scar on a tree. And so when God does it, and it might leave a scar, it might be some trauma, and you're gonna work through it because God's not gonna just leave you stranded on that. But it's not bad to have those scars. I feel like when I talk to people and say testimony, which I'm gonna do later in this episode, my testimony, but I see people and they're like, "Oh, I have this," or I'm like, no, it shows that God trusted you with more of like, oh, he or she can go through this and they're gonna come out a better person. I think when people are like, "Oh, I don't want to show this scar, this trauma that I had in my life," well, it made you who you are right now, so don't hide that. I think it's really important. That's what I get out of it. And so even 15:2, I think it just, the whole thing, John 15, but I do recommend reading it, the whole thing. So I really love it. On my Bible study, so I have Bible study with a group of girls that are so amazing, and I love them so much. We were reading, I forget, I'll get back to you on that one, and we were reading John 15:5, and I read it, and I just said, I was like, oh my goodness, like, it was just an eye-opening moment, and I don't completely like remember like how I had the thought of like, oh God, like I said, like God puts people through things and it might leave a scar on that, like the tree that you prune, but it's so amazing, like it's nothing to hide from, it's something to be like, yeah, I went through this, but I came out as a better person, I'm closer to God, bearing more fruit, because that's what people do with like especially fruit trees. They prune that so then it bears more fruit. You don't want to have a little ugly branch that's barely bearing fruit or no fruit, but it's still seeping out of that energy. So God's like, I don't want that relationship in your life, or I don't want that friendship in your life, because it's sucking out energy that I want you to put towards volunteering or just your Bible study or anything like that, I think is what I really get out of it. But yeah, so we were reading one night and I was like, oh, I really love that verse. And for a while I wanted to get a verse tattooed on me, but I didn't know which one. And I was like, I want it to be meaningful. And so I was like, I'm going to get it tattooed on me. And the girls are like, no. And I was like, you want to bet? I was like, next week I'll have it. And so yeah, I don't think it was quite the next week, but maybe I think it was like 2 weeks later, I had a tattoo on me. And so they're like, oh, she did that. And I was like, don't think I won't. And so I think I have a very special place in my heart because just the things I've gone through. And I'm just like, I was very like, I don't want people to know. I'm like, I don't want to say scared of it, just ashamed of the things I've gone through and things I put myself through. But it's not shameful. It's something that, you know, it happened. You're not ever going to be able to go back and change it. So yeah, I just really wanted to share that. And then, so I think I'm just going to jump right into my testimony. So I am 22. Like I said in my first episode, I am one of five kids in my family, which, I mean, in the homeschool community, so I've been homeschooled my whole life, that's not a big family, surprisingly. A lot of people are like, oh my goodness, that's a lot of people, but no, a lot of people have like 9 or 10, 11, 12, 13 kids, which is, wow. But yeah, so I'm the middle child of the five kids. I have two amazing parents. When I was younger, I probably didn't think they were as amazing as I do now. My mom is Krista Voker. My dad's Art Voker. They're two amazing parents that I love. I'm surprised they put up with me this long. but they're just so amazing. I'm so, so, so blessed to have them in my life, and I should probably tell them more. And then, so I have an older sister, and she is 28. Oh, don't quote me on that one. And then I have an older brother, and he's like a good older brother, like everyone would want. And then it's me, 22, and then two younger brothers. One's 19, and then the other one's 15. And so just little brothers do little brother things. So that's as much as I'm going to say about them. I love them. I love my siblings. And then we live kind of out in the country. So I've always lived in the same house. I've never ever moved, which is good. But like, I also wanted to branch out and be like, what was it like? I was always raised in a Christian family, always going to church. If it's home church, we did that for a while, which I remember just like running around and having fun in the backyards of whatever house we were at. And then we kind of went to a couple different churches, kind of found the ones, and then it just all going here and there. So we were, I would say, regularly would go to church every Sunday, and then read our Bibles and had like our own little Bible study at home with the family. I didn't really have Bible study. I mean, I had it here and there in like youth groups and things like that. So until I was 18, and that was, I don't know for everyone else, but that's when I kind of fell off the bandwagon, which I don't know if that's the right word, because Jesus is much more than a bandwagon. But I, at the ripe age of 18, but I mean, I can look back also at 16, I joined the Explorers program, which people don't know what that is. It's like, I always thought I wanted to be a cop and be in the military. That's what I wanted to be for so long. And then I joined this Explorers program, which was like kind of like, ooh, do you want to be a cop? This is kind of showing you like this is what it would be like. And just I did that, but I am also severely, not severely anymore, but pretty dyslexic at that time, so I was always just kind of ashamed that I couldn't spell. Like, it was pretty bad, and like reading was okay, but spelling, it was a big struggle, and it's gonna be a struggle for the rest of my life. I can see, but for it's yeah. So, that was really hard because obviously, when you're 16, people expect you to be able to write like any other 16-year-old. So that was really hard, and like there was like little tests we would have to do to see like if we were understanding what we were learning. So that was just it was really nerve-wracking, and I can look back and see that I had anxiety when I was younger, which we'll talk about a little later. But so that was just a lot of stress. And I look back and I'm thankful that I went, but just, everybody has their little things, and I'm like, well, I'm glad that I went, but I wouldn't go back. So at 18, sorry, jumping around a little, but at 18, right at 18, I was like, oh, I'm gonna go on a dating app. That was all new to me, and like my friends didn't have them, but I was like, oh, I wanna like go on a date. Like every girl wants to go on a date, see how that's like. And unfortunately, I didn't know much about boys. Like I knew some, but like being younger, it's a little naive, and being homeschooled, I just didn't have as much interaction, I guess. That seems weird, but like I had a youth group, it was a little different. So at 18, I was like, oh, I'm gonna go on some dates, and I don't know exactly. One night I went out and hung out with a guy, and it just like I think that was the night where it's like all went downhill. I could see just like, and I don't want to say it was hard because I don't want to say I didn't believe in God after. It was just like, okay, God, I remember talking to him and like wanting to be like, okay, God, like bad things happen, but like, why would you let this happen? So I'm gonna not try to cry. So it's, I think that night it was just like driving home. It was late after. I just didn't understand why that would happen, but also like blaming myself because I was like, oh, like that. It was, I put myself in that situation. And so it was just really just like not understand, like trying to figure out, like, was it my fault? Was it not? Like, is it? It was just all up in the air, I felt like at that time, and just not knowing a lot of just life. So that was my depression, anxiety, I feel like flared up a lot in that time. I would say between 18 and until now, my anxiety and depression has definitely gotten better. I've gone to therapy, but just that time, I just can look back and be like, oh my goodness, like it was not believing in God as much as I should have, and blaming myself with things that's happened. And so for I would say 18 to maybe a little younger than 18, 17 to I don't know, a couple years, till I was probably 20. I would say 19, 20-ish. After that happened, I wanted to control the narrative. Maybe not the right word, but just the felt of like I lost control. I wasn't able to have control in that time. So it's like, oh, well, if I go on another date or hang out with another guy, I need to control that. And I think for any girl that's ever been in that situation, I think can understand where that I've been. And I would never ever wish what happened to me onto anyone else, because I would rather have that happen to me than my friends. 100 times I would rather that happen to me. And so it was hard not to blame myself and not to blame God for letting it happen. But I think looking back, I'm like, I'm thankful. I'm like, I would definitely not be the person I am now if it didn't happen and all the things. And so after that, it was dating guys, like just one after other. And maybe not even dating, it was just trying to get back that control of that situation. And so just over sexualizing myself was, I mean, that's the best word for it. I don't like to say that, but it's true. It's hard to say that, but and I've especially as like I want to be that Christian girl that like oh, my parents could be proud of, and I think it was hard to be like, oh, I'm a Christian, but I'm doing all these things that I shouldn't. And so that was really hard to like even look back at. I'm just like, wow, that I did that. And it's, I mean, it's, I've gotten better. Therapy's helped. And so for a while it was trying to get that control back, and then dating a couple people in between, people that I shouldn't be dating. My parents will contest to that, meeting them. They're like, come on, Morgan. I had my first boyfriend at the age of roughly 18, 19, and I don't quite remember, but that situation was interesting to say the least. A co-worker and just me being younger, much younger than him, is just not a great situation. My parents took it in stride of not saying no, I couldn't date him, because they're like, oh, she's 18, but I could tell that they did not like him. And so I, till this day, I'm just like, oh, you guys are angels, like just letting me figure that out. Like it's, and so that, and then and I think I dated someone at like 20, and that was I can't even say which one was worse, to be honest. And I love them, but I, to this day, I love them and I wish all my exes all the best. But it's rough out there. So that was a lot. It was about 3 months. Most of my relationships are roughly 3, 4 months long. And so that was just one ungodly relationship. And so, and just I wanted men to approve of me, which is unfortunate, but it's my reality of like that's what I wanted at that time. And so dated them, my parents met him, my parents will contest that was not the greatest situation. And then I was been single for a while, and that first summer of me dating my second boyfriend, my parents bought a business, so they met him up north. And then the next, that winter was single, and the next summer I met my last boyfriend I've had, my ex. We started dating that summer, the next summer, and kind of during that whole situation, it's like, oh, like I've dated people each summer, and like kind of seen a, I don't, I should know it, a regular thing. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna need to change that. But I was, to be honest, quite head over heels for this man. He, we both were definitely closer to Jesus at that time. When I met him, I was much closer, like trying to get back on going to church. And I don't think I ever stopped going to church, but like getting good Christian friends that wouldn't stray me from that, like what I wanted. Which is hard because I've still felt so guilty, and I was like, oh no, no Christian man's gonna want me. I've done A, B, C, D. Like and just guilting myself. I don't know if that's the right word, but just not feeling good enough. We said, we were like, oh, we love Jesus, and we both had Bible studies, we both went to church, but also we weren't doing Christian thing. Like, we were still doing the secular relationship things, which is unfortunate, and no one is to blame in that. It was, takes two to tango, that's what I say. But looking back, I'm just like, oh, come on, Morgan. Because it's not, either of us are to blame in that situation. And so I've also, in all of my relationships, I've also been the person that's like, oh, I love you. When I fall hard. But unfortunately, that relationship just wasn't supposed to be, which I'm not going to go into too much because just privacy reasons, I don't think putting him out on the ringers, just, I don't think that's the appropriate thing. But just realizing, like, okay, this is not, which is sad because to this day I still love him, but it's just not in God's plan. So, you know, gotta give everything to God. And then I've been single since. After that, it hit me like a ton of bricks. I was working at a police department at that time, so my job at that point as well was really tough and draining on me. So him breaking up with me was, it, to say the least, it felt like a ton of bricks hitting me, or a freight train, or a semi-truck, any of those big vehicles. Or trains. I can laugh now, but I was in bed for days. So girls, it's, trust me, healing is not a right away thing. If you need a day or 2 days, it kid it, girl. You know, it's gonna take time, especially when you love someone so much. But it was rough. And I could see it, and like, my mom could just tell. She was so amazing. She still is, but just at that point, she was extra amazing. I just was like, oh, well. I kind of slipped back into my old ways of, like, going on multiple dates and just seeing guys. And I was just like, oh, come on, Morgan. Like, I go back, and I'm just so frustrated. But, like, I also know, like, it is, you know, it's my testimony. I'm not gonna, like, if this helps another girl, like, oh, I'm not so far behind. I can go back and not go back, but God's gonna forgive everyone. Like, there's nothing that you can do that God's not gonna forgive. And he's gonna use what you've gone through to help someone else. And this is what I'm really hoping that this podcast can be about. Yeah, so I on and off dated, like, on dates with a couple people, kind of saw someone for a tiny bit, but it wasn't like an official relationship. And so I just realized that I was like, okay, I really cannot, like, finally, like, especially with my Bible study leader, she's so amazing. I love her so much. Hopefully, maybe potentially down the road, she'll be on here as a guest. Fingers crossed. We'll see how that goes. Her name is Amy, and I love her so much. I love her. I love her. Amy, if you've ever heard this, hey, girl. She kind of was like, hey, Marian. Like, you've dated people every summer. Like, you need to chill. Like, take a breath. Like, not word by word, not word for word, but, like, pretty much be like, girl, chill. You know, chill. You need to be happy with yourself. Like, you need to love yourself so then God can put someone else in your life. Because you don't want to be looking for someone to fill your desires, that emptiness in your heart. Because the only one that's going to be able to do that is God. And God and yourself. You need to love yourself. You need to love God. And then once he sees that you're so content with yourself, he's going to bring that person to you. And so after that all, I gotten real close. I think it was like my 21st birthday. I was at 21st or 20, it was like 22nd birthday. So it's been a couple months now. And it was really just like, okay, I'm okay with being by myself. Like, I can remember my 21st birthday or 22nd birthday, sorry. And just like, I was on top of the moon. I was just like, oh, I got this. Like, Jesus is amazing. Like, I've just really can see myself. Like, I stepped out of my comfort zone a lot of the times. I've just really started to love myself, put time in for me and Jesus, if it's Bible study, working out, which I'll talk about more. I think working out is so amazing. I think it's helped me so much with depression, anxiety. And so, all in all, it's been up and down for me with God. And I think looking back, I'm like, God, there's so many times in my life looking back, I'm like, oh my goodness, like, how did I survive? Like, to be quite honest, I'm like, I went to random guys' houses. Like, let's be honest, girls. Like, I'm gonna be honest on here. Like, I'm not gonna, like, I don't want to sugarcoat things. But like, I went to random guys' houses and I wasn't killed or worked, like, you know? And I think it's just like, wow, like, just a moment of like, God had his hand. As much as maybe I didn't feel that, I thought, I was like, oh, I'm gonna hide from God. Like, he's not gonna see this, which, come on, girls, ladies and gentlemen, this, God sees everything. And so, but at that time, I was just like, oh no, like, I'll hide from him. And so I just keep looking back. I'm like, God had his hand on me all the time. Because so many things could have happened to me. And some of those things did happen. And so, but still, I still, even in those times, I still see that. I'm like, God had his hand on me of like, you're gonna be okay. But with that all, it's just been a growing point of like, you know, in the last, even the last 4 or 5 months of like, you know, like, God is not ashamed of me. God's not punishing me. Like, oh, I'm not gonna give you your person because you did A, B, C, D, or, and I think that's what I thought for so long. I'm like, oh, God's punishing me because I didn't, I slept with these guys, or I'm gonna be honest, I don't wanna sugarcoat it, but like, God's not, like, he's just like, I want you to love yourself, I want you to come closer to me, so then when these guys come into your life, it's not like, oh, I need them, I need them. It's a plus to your life. A man shouldn't be your life, it should be a plus to your life. Because girls, you should have everything, like, okay, I have my, it might not be a full-time career, like, this is my forever job, but like a job, you have your friends, you have your hobbies, you have something that you're really just like inspiring to do, inspiring to be. That's what like this podcast is for me. I'm like, I've wanted to do this for so long, but I was like, oh no, I can't do that. I'm not very mechanical, very tech savvy, but I'm like, I'm gonna learn. I girls, this is your time. Like, I heard what is it? I heard a saying. It was like, you don't know the last time you'll ever be single. Like, this could be your last week of being single, and like that blew my mind. Like, I was like, whoa. Like, you don't know when it's your last time ever being single again. Like, God could put your person in your life tomorrow or in a week. Even a month. Like, this could be your last year being single. Why do you want to waste that? Because once once you have someone, it's going to take up time. It's going to take up some emotions. It's going to take up energy. And like, if I was in a relationship right now, I wouldn't have that time or maybe potential energy to put into a podcast. And I think God, I don't, I have, I feel, I do feel like God has put it on my heart to start this, but I think he's just like, Mario, I'm gonna keep your person a while. Like, I want you to find something that you're really just head over heels for, not personalized, but just job or just your hobbies and aspirations. And so I think that's what I've learned in the last couple months. Just like, okay, you need to be okay with being by yourself. And like, if someone leaves you, yeah, it's gonna hurt. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna sugarcoat and be like, oh, well, when someone leaves, if you're super close to Jesus, when someone leaves your life, if it's a friend or a relationship, it's not gonna hurt. No, it's gonna hurt because you're a human and it should hurt. It would be weird if it didn't hurt, girls. It would be weird. Hit me up if it doesn't, because we'll talk about that. No. But I think I can see now that if when it was, I mean, a month ago or my birthday, my ex reached out. It hurt when he, like, it when it didn't. The situation is crazy, but I was like, you know what? God has me. God knows what's gonna happen. And yeah, I don't know. I just continually look back and be like, God's got it. We don't know. I'm like, God's got this. Yeah, and it doesn't mean that it's all hands off on your end. It's you do still continue stepping forward, but you're just like, okay, you step, let's say, step forward once, and then you're like, okay, God's got this, okay. And you keep continually stepping forward in Jesus and just praying. I think that's really important. Continue praying, continue being in fellowship with other believers, just talk about what your plans and with other believers and be like, hey, is this a good idea? If it's job wise, if it's relationship, I think, especially being in a relationship, I think you should definitely have like accountability partner, not just in the person you're in a relationship with, but like friends. Like, if for me, I'm like, you know what? Like, I'm like, my thing, I'm like, I want to wait for marriage so bad, and I know it has not happened in other relationships or. I mean, any of my relationships that ever happened. But I'm like, okay, I need that accountability partner and be like, hey, how are you doing in this situation? Be like, okay, like you just need to be honest with them. And that's, it might be hard to find someone that you're truly comfortable with, but I think it's really important to have that kind of accountability partner in relationships if you're like struggling in some situations. But yeah, I think. I mean, I went on a tangent for a bit, but yeah, so if you guys have any like thoughts about John 15:5, what you got out of it, I would love to hear it. So DM me on Instagram at not so far behind. And I did just post a little photo of kind of my setup. It's pretty bare, but we're working with what we got. So hopefully, slowly but surely, we'll kind of upgrade to things. Probably next, hopefully, a nicer microphone. Bear with me on that situation. But yeah, I just hope you guys are all doing so amazing. And that hopefully that you can feel God's hand on you in all the things that you guys are going through, good and bad. I just really pray that, yeah, you can just feel God and feel his presence in your life. And you guys are not too far gone. It's God is gonna welcome you back with open arms. I can see that in my past. I'm like, oh God, it was just like, come on, baby girl. Come on, come back home. And so I think you just don't forever forget. Like, there's nothing that you can do that God's not gonna forgive. And God's, yeah, just, I just wanna be that. But So I think this is where we're gonna end it, but thank you guys so much for listening, and can't wait to hear you guys in the next. Bye.